Let's kick things off with some news from the underwater world. Sarah, what have you got for us this month?
Well, Helen, have you ever eaten oysters?
I do actually quite like oysters. I never did like them, but I've actually, they've really grown on me, I have to say. I have to admit, yeah, I do like oysters.
Well, as we know, they are considered quite the delicacy, although I have to say I'm not a fan. I don't like the texture, not a fan. But a new piece of research has actually found that 85% of all oyster reefs have actually been lost globally. And we're all familiar with the fact that overfishing is a problem, but this research has pointed out another marine ecosystem that's in trouble. Michael Beck and his colleagues estimated the condition of 144 bays and 44 ecoregions across the globe, based on current oyster productivity compared to historical records of catch, so ships' logs and middens, sort of piles of shells, that sort of thing, and also the aerial size estimates of the oyster reefs. And in many places, historical records suggest that oysters have been really abundant in the past. I mean, now oysters are considered to be sort of a rather posh and fancy thing to eat, but actually they used to be so abundant that they were considered to be poor man's food. The researchers found that the condition of 70% of all the bays they study and 63% of the ecoregions was poor, which meant that they'd lost between 90 and 99% of their original abundance. And they also found that, especially in Europe and North America, 37% of the oyster reefs were functionally extinct, which means that they suffered losses of over 99%, which is pretty bad news, really. And it's not just the oyster populations themselves that are suffering. They're really important for the rest of the ecosystem too. So they do things like filtering the water, they provide food for other animals, and the reefs themselves provide a structure and habitat for other species to live on. So when you lose the oysters, the whole ecosystem is in trouble, really. But the paper then also goes on to suggest some conservation techniques that could be employed to help preserve the reefs, because some of the least affected reefs that they studied were in ecoregions where there were marine management systems in place. So they suggested that these management systems are a good thing and could help reefs in the future. So they suggest things like protected areas, managing the fisheries more closely, and even attempting to restore reefs as well. So even though it's a bit of a worrying picture now, there are some possible ways to improve the situation.
Well, that's good, because otherwise I'm going to have to give up oysters. But I think most of the ones that I eat actually are farmed, which has a whole bunch of other issues that comes with aquaculture.